Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome Leah Brink, candidate for the three-year city council race in Brookings, and you'll be running against two other candidates for that for 2 3-year seats. So two out of three will get elected.
Leah, that ain't bad. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I always ask this first, and that is, why did you decide to seek re-election?
You know, we've gone through a very interesting time in American life and global politics as well. And I just feel that my work is not done on the council. I think that I've heard a lot of encouragement from folks that had hoped that I would run again. And I just think that it takes a while to kind of learn what you're doing and to be effective. And I think two terms is a good amount of time to kind of put in that time and be a solid representative for Brookings and someone who's able to see some projects move forward.
Those who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I am not born and raised in Brookings, but I've lived here now more than half of my life, so I consider it my hometown.
That counts.
That counts, yeah. Both my parents went to SDSU. That's how they met. And myself and my sister and brother all went to SDSU, and now I have a daughter attending SDSU as a third-generation Jackrabbit. So we have some roots in the community. So I have my daughter, and then my son is a sophomore at Brookings High School. And so we are active in athletics and the arts, and most recently we got a puppy. So that's keeping us active as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about a few issues. Affordable workforce housing, however you want to term it, top of mind. There's been a survey underway. City Council has discussed it literally for years.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on affordable/workforce housing and what the council can do about it?
There are lots of ways to answer this question, and I do think that some of the things that are possible to do we have already done, which is exploring different avenues with zoning, things like lot sizes and setbacks and things of that nature that can help us with density and help projects that are a little bit different than the typical house in the middle of a large yard type of situation. So some of those density projects I think are going to be very important. And so whatever we can do to encourage that kind of development, that also comes from good use of our development review team and that group that meets together and explores options with developers when they're first ready to come to the table. I think that's been a really positive change for the city of Brookings, and it's helped people understand maybe the city's goals and some of the restrictions and some of the things that would need to be worked through sooner rather than later in a project timeline. And so it's more likely to be able to come together through that mechanism. So I think that's a strong element in our favor. Of course, it'll be interesting to see what the state does with the money that was recently passed, that $200 million for the South Dakota Housing Opportunity Fund. And so maybe that there will be some avenues there that we can tie into as well, potentially. But, you know, I think it's understanding the needs. It's seeing what is possible to do, and it's more than anything encouraging and helping the community to understand where it is possible to develop, how that would work, and some of those types of limitations.
Cities received some $4.4 million in pandemic relief funding. Some of that's already been spent. Some is very specific on how it can be spent.
Right.
But some will be available. I know the public is being surveyed on how they would like to see it spent.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on how it should be spent?
You know, what I want to do is see the results of that survey and then marry up the desires that the community expresses along with some of the other project lists the City Council already has in its possession. So one of those would be this list that we have called our City Council Priority Projects. And we
can see it online, by the way.
That's right. And there's kind of a laundry list there. It's not necessarily ranked in order of priority or something like that. But these are things that are recognized needs that we know we need to get to at some point. And then we also have our 10-year capital improvement plan. And that is really a new tool that's going to help us as the city better maintain facilities and make sure we're allocating money towards that ongoing maintenance into the future so that there are no surprises, so that we do not have resources that are kind of neglected and fall into disrepair, because that's more expensive to solve long term. So I'm hoping that with those three tools and some conversations and some collaboration, we'll be able to arrive at the elements that make the most sense. And again, you're right, there are a lot of restrictions on that money. And so there will be some, and I don't have the details of all of that memorized, but there will be some things that people may want to fund that we won't be able to because of those restrictions. And so we'll have to just see where it all winds up after those things complete.
Speaking of the pandemic, what are your thoughts on how the council handled the pandemic? I know you weren't always in agreement with the majority of the council members.
Yeah, I felt strongly about mandates and not seeking those as a community. I just think that Your health is something that's deeply personal, and what you choose to put on your body or put in your body is something that the individual should control, barring what, you know, might be considered a real existential kind of threat. And I just didn't see COVID as being that for the globe, not to warrant shutting down our local economy and keeping people at home and keeping school children wearing these masks improperly most of the time. So I didn't agree with the mandates, and I didn't agree with shutting down small businesses in favor of keeping large ones open and keeping their pocketbooks fat and happy. So that was how I saw it. It just seemed like it was inequitable to the small business community in this area and across the nation.
Let's hope we don't have to deal with it anymore.
Amen.
Right? One of the things identified in a recent study on recreation in Brookings is a lot of people apparently want an indoor rec facility. Can that get done in this city?
As things sit now, I would say no. I don't think that a huge new build facility starting from the ground up and being an ongoing carrying cost for the city of Brookings makes any kind of sense for us right now. Now, there may be some elements of indoor recreation that we can creatively solve in other ways. And, you know, we do have an indoor swimming pool, you know, at SDSU. What are the ways that community members could maybe be able to utilize that in some form? I do think the pool is probably the trickiest part of that because the Brookings High School, I think that one's not available any longer. So there's probably a need there for some indoor swimming. But a lot of the other things have been solved. We have an indoor soccer facility already. We have the Larson Ice Arena. They're investing in workout facilities for the hockey players and that group. And so a lot of things have happened since this went to a public vote. And I do think that we have private health clubs that are trying to earn a living in this community. And I don't think that we should be in business of creating other businesses to compete with those that are already in the private sector.
Medical marijuana remains a top-of-mind issue. Three licenses approved in Brookings so far. The council decided not to set limits on it by a number. It's limited by zoning, but I think you went along with that decision.
Tell us
what went into your thoughts there.
You know, it was unclear to me that we could pick an arbitrary cap number that would be anything other than kind of just an arbitrary and capricious decision. And so I wanted to see what the market would do, what kind of demand there might be. And then it seemed like, you know, with the hoops that an operator would have to jump through to apply for the licensure and to go through the state process, that's really rigorous and not inexpensive. And so it seemed to me that with those strictures in place, it would only be the serious folks that probably have a business plan and a way to go forward with this that would be likely to get that approval ultimately. And so this is brand new for the state of South Dakota. So a lot is yet to be known. But I thought that the zoning was a better way to go for that reason, just so we didn't put a cap on something that we didn't understand.
And we really don't even know what the market will
be. We don't.
How many cards will there be in Brookings?
Right.
200?
Right.
300?
Right.
And how many can that support? So
exactly.
It's going to be really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see. What other than perhaps what we already talked about, what do you see as the most pressing need for Brookings?
I really think that we need to continue our project in investing in our police department facility and upgrading that facility. Now, that is in process already, but anyone who's been in that building knows the sad state that it's in. And so we owe our law enforcement community the tools and resources to do their jobs well. And so I definitely want to see us move forward with that project, whether it is a remodel or a new construction. That will remain to be seen. And then investing in our fire department's training facility as well. We have a volunteer fire department, which saves the city, honestly, a lot of money. And so whatever we can do to support them and make sure that they have the tools and the resources to do their jobs that we all value and rely on so much, that would be in my interest as well.
One final question. Why on April 12th should Brookings voters vote Leah Brink?
I think I apply logic and reason to the decisions that get made. I try to take the emotion out of it. I try to study the issues. I listen. I read every email. I reach out to people if I don't understand something. And I'm willing to ask the tough questions. I'm willing to hold others accountable. And I'm willing to be a leader for the city.
Leah Brink, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.